hands together. Begin rubbing the palms vigorously. Take a few deep breaths in and out. Shake out the hands, and then touch palms together. Elbows parallel to the floor, parallel to the wrists. Lift up through your spine, ground down through your hips. We'll begin our practice today by chanting together the mantra, Ung, O-N-G. Ung Namo Gurudev Namo. I bow to the teacher, to the wisdom within myself. Ung Namo Gurudev Namo. Three times. Nice and loud. Let's vibrate. Deep breath in. Ung identity, that in me, that source, honors that in you. Satnam. If you like, a little bow to yourself, maybe to Mother Earth.
Father Sky.
And good morning, everyone. Good to see you all. Nice vibration. Sweeping Satnams all around.
Slide down a little bit.
Amen. So, my name is Greg, and I'll be guiding you through the Kundalini yoga practice today. And today, we'll be doing a set that I haven't done in a while. And I was reading through, and I remember having really, really profound experiences with this one. I usually teach about 5 or 6 of the same sets in cycle. But this one is a really beautiful set of kriyas, which is kriya is a purification technique. And in Kundalini, there are sets of kriyas, purification techniques, put together to have certain effects. So this one is for opening up the lungs, the heart center, and expanding the magnetic field. You may call it your aura, but think of it as the overall multidimensional energy flow of all of the nerves, all of the organs, all of the energetic nadis, and this one focuses on the heart center more. So we'll loosen up the spine and then expand the lungs, the heart. Basically, or boiled down, you'll feel like you have a lot of energy. We're going to be working a lot with the lungs, so a lot of oxygen, a lot of uplifting vibration, and then we should leave feeling pretty energized and pretty happy together. So all good things, and feeling nice and loose and open, uplifted together. We practice with our eyes closed, and this helps to really facilitate inward meditation, introspection. You might need to open your eyes to see what I'm doing or to see the initial ones, but as much as possible, close your eyes. Our consciousness is like a flashlight, and everything you shine your mind on, energy goes there. And so if we're looking outside, a little bit of energy can go out. So keep that energy inside. Keep your awareness inside yourself as much as you can today. I think that's it, and I want to get started because this one's a little bit of a longer one. So, come up to a standing position. Do some rolls of your shoulders, some initial stretches before we get started. Come to the top of your mat, feet parallel. Everyone take a giant breath in. Close your eyes. Welcome. Let's uplift ourselves. Let's begin. Inhale, reach your arms forward and up. Lean back. Exhale, reach forward and bow down. Inhale, forward, up and back. Exhale, forward, down. Continue on your own. You can bend your knees if your back is tight, anytime. Focus on long, deep breaths. Things start to limber up, breathe deeper, go a little faster. Come up to standing. Stretch your arms up and a little bit wider. Spread your fingers, spread your toes, active arches. Lift as high as you can. Take two enormous breaths all the way in and really empty your lungs all the way out. Do that again. One more time, good measure. Release hands, exhale. Good. Stagger yourselves forward or backwards from your neighbors. Front, middle, back. Bring your feet a little bit wider. Inhale, right arm to the sky. Breathe up. Exhale, slide your body, hips to the right. Reach your upper arm out to the left. And then sweep. Inhale, left arm up. Right arm down. Exhale, left arm out to the right. Continue. Every time you inhale and cross the center, reach a little bit taller with each arm. Going really good, everyone. Eyes closed. Get in the feeling brain. Allow the mind to stop thinking so much. Just really get into your breath. See if you can breathe deeper. Feel the lines opening. Feel your spine. Maybe a little inner smile just for you. We're connecting with our breath. Through the breath, connecting with all the other living beings, all that prana from the jungle. Perhaps go faster, breathe deeper, last 10 seconds. Come out to one side, doesn't matter which one, left or right. Three great big breaths, just like we did that first time. All the way in, all the way out. The intention to use your entire lungs. Switch sides, lift up. Lift all the way up. Release hands down. Exhale. Very good. Turn your feet out on a V, an angle, and bring your heels as wide as your mat. Inhale, arms lift out and up. Hands in prayer down the midline. Come to a squat. Exhale. You can just come as low as you can. Maybe hands on the knees is fine. Inhale all the way up, all the way down. Do that a few times on your own. Same intention with those lungs. All the way in, all the way out. Through the nose if you can. Breathe as if you have the intention. Every fiber of my being is going to receive this breath. Every fiber of my being is going to let this breath go. Speed it up for the last 10. Last 3, 2. Coming to a squat and holding your next squat. Just breathe long and smoothly here. Come onto your hands and knees. Hip distance, knees, shoulder distance, hands. Inhale, arch your back, chin up. Exhale, round your back. Inhale, arch. Exhale, round. Inhale, arch. Exhale, round. Inhale, arch. Exhale, round. Inhale, arch. Last 2. Exhale, round. Spread your fingers. Inhale, arch. Child's pose. Bring your hips back to your heels. Forehead rests on the floor. Relax your arms. Feel your heart beat a little bit. Bring the palms of your hands together. 5 rounds of the Brahmari, sound of the humming bee. Deep inhale, stay with me. I see, just on your own pace, do 4 more. You can all overlap each other. Close your eyes. Make this an offering, vibrational offering, to your own heart. breath in. And gently exhale. Come onto your belly. Forward onto your belly. Turn onto your back. Bend your right knee. Hold right knee with left hand. Turn your right knee out over you to the left. Reach your right arm out to the right. Turn your head to the right. Close your eyes. Let your leg hang to the floor. Let your leg hang to the floor. You can use a block under your knee if you need to. Breathe through your whole torso. Back to the center. Straighten your legs. Stretch both arms to the front of the room. Deep inhale, stretch. Relax, exhale. Hug both of your knees in. Give yourself an actual hug. Honor yourself. Little self-embrace. And perhaps give each knee a little kiss. Actually need it. And release your legs. Straight legs on the mat. Straight arms down by your sides. Palms open. If your back is sore, a bolster beneath your knees.
Thank you.
take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Give it a stretch if you need to. Arms overhead. Take a deep breath if you need. And in the best way for you, come to a seated position. You can be seated in cross legs, or you can be sitting on your heels, whichever you like. There's quite a few in that position, so you could switch if you wanted. The first is the whistle breath. And so there's many meridians and nerve endings in the lips around the tongue. So this one helps to stimulate those, works on the heart center also. Arms up, palms together, don't cross your thumbs. Lean slightly backwards. Lift your heart, it's like you're leaning on a slight incline. Your lips make a tight O, like just a small one. And then kind of like a fat, like maybe those old fat McDonald's straws. And then as you breathe in and breathe out, you're trying to make a consistent type of whistling sound. Just like under the breath, there's that whistle coming in and out. Stretch up, lean a little bit back, close your eyes, and we continue with long, deep whistling breath. Palms together, don't cross your thumbs. Don't interlace your fingers. Just prayer hands. Simple. The whistle doesn't need to be super loud. Just like there's a, it's kind of like wind moving through a reed. About 4 minutes left here. Slight back leaning. Get the whistle both on the inhale and the exhale. Lifting higher. Keep leaning a little back. The whistle is breathy. It's an airy whistle. Windy. notice the emotions, notice the sensations. Keep breathing. About 1 minute left. A little bit more. Really get nice and long. Lean back a bit. Last 15 seconds, relax the mind. Beautiful breath. Keep going. Keep your eyes closed. Inhale deeply. Hold your breath. Hold your breath. Release the hands. Exhale out of the nose. Relax here, 30 seconds. Observe. Beautiful. With a nice straight spine, interlace your fingers and touch the tips of the thumbs. Press the palms facing forward, resting in front of your heart. Straight spine, palms face forward, tips of the thumbs connecting. On your inhale, you press the arms forward. Exhale. Close to the heart, about 1 inch away. We're going back and forth in that rhythmic motion with deep breath. Through the nose if you can. Beautiful. Simple, powerful. Opening the meridian lines of the heart, opening the lungs, waking up the lungs. It's about 3 minutes here. You don't have to lean back. Straight spine. Look into yourself. Really feel what's happening. Be with the energy. Straight forward and back. Straight forward and back. Not up to the sky. Back row. Not up to the sky. Straight forward and back. Very good. Keep going. Use your willpower, determination. Make your breath louder than your mind. your heart. Inhale, arms straight forward. Hold your breath, arms straight forward. Stay here, exhale. If you need to lower your arms, do so, but if you can, keep them up. Really working the heart, the lungs. Now this next one, you may need to look forward to see. You inhale the arms forward in this position. Hold the breath, bring the arms in, press up, back, in. Or excuse me. Inhale forward, up, back, exhale in. Inhale forward, hold the breath, up, back, exhale in. So it'll look like this, just watch me. Can do the, I'm doing it out of the mouth so you can hear. My nose is a little plugged. So you can go the mouth or the nose. Nose is better than the mouth. Yeah? So, if you can, breathe totally through the nose all the time. If you need to breathe out of the mouth, that's fine. Does that make sense? Yeah? So do what you can. Close your eyes. Get ready. Find a good rhythm. Inhale straight. Hold. Up. Back, exhale to the heart. Inhale straight, hold, up, back, exhale, heart. Get a nice bouncy rhythm here. Let the mind release any inner resistance. And notice if there's inner resistance, it's all part of it. Opportunity to energetically expand beyond the preconceived edges. Breathe fully. Tips of the thumbs touching. You can slow it down, you can speed it up. It's up to you to determine the pace. Good job, everyone. Awesome. Less than a minute left. Breathe deep. Holding the breath as the arms go up, back, and back to the chest. Inhale, arms forward. Take a long breath in. Hold this position. Stay here as you exhale. Feel everything. A lot is buzzing. A lot is moving. Open your arms wide as if you're embracing someone. Your arms are in a V, facing forward, parallel to the floor. Spread your fingers wide. Breathe here. If you need to look forward here, do so. On your inhale, you hold the biggest breath in. Hold the breath, make super strong fists with your hands, and like you're pulling imaginary weights from the universe, at parallel to heart level, you bend the elbows, pulling the fists in, and when the fists touch the chest, exhale in a burst. And then repeat. Giant breath in, arms parallel to your heart. Make strong fists, hold the breath while you resist infinity. Pull it into the heart, and when the hands touch the heart, you exhale. If you're not sure, look at me for a moment. If you're not sure, look. The fists end up touching the chest like chest paddles. Stronger fists. If you need to take breaks, do so. Listen to yourself. Honor your inner guru. Seconds. See if you can get a little bit more breath. Last one. Maximum strength. Inhale, hands at the heart. Maintain this position if you can. Exhale. If you need to lower the hands, do so. I know the arms are buzzing here. Interlace your fingers. Bring the hands behind your head, palms facing up. Shoulders back. Straight spine. Press down your hips. Inhale, press the arms straight up. Exhale. Bend the elbows behind the head. Continue. Go right into it. Beautiful. This whole sequence, this whole Kriya, helps to restore health to your lungs, health to your heart. This is the central organs of circulation. This purifies the blood. Every time you exhale, letting go of a little bit of toxins. It further goes on to work on the glandular system, the energy lines. Great big breath here. Just try your best. You're amazing. More breathing. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, hands behind your head. Just rest them there for a moment. If you need to lower, do so. You might feel a lot of buzzing in the hands. Reach the arms up. Oh yeah. Palms together. Don't cross the thumbs. Love your arms. Lift up. Keeping the palms together, try to have the arms straight. Straight's fine. Inhale as you twist to the left. Exhale as you twist to the right, like a corkscrew. Continue. It's approximately 2 or 3 minutes in each one. 2.5 here. You got this. Clear your mind of any doubt. Fill it with breath. Possible, surrender to deeper breathing. Relax your forehead, relax your eyes. Keep going. 15 seconds. You are energy in motion. So beautiful, everyone. Face the front. Giant breath in. Hold it. Squeeze your pelvic floor a little bit. Lift up. Keep your arms there. Exhale. Interlace the fingers. Palms facing down in front of the brow point, in front of your forehead with a straight spine. And then lower the hands, that position, to the heart. Just bouncing back and forth between the forehead and the heart. Inhale up. Exhale down. Find your straightest spine. Continue. Amazingly enough, you do it long enough, the arms start to feel light as a feather. There's a deeper energy moving you. Stay with your breath. Close your eyes. You got this. Bouncing between the heart and the forehead. Don't go lower than the heart. Ground both of your hips. Straight, solid spine. Shoulders relaxed. Eye gaze gently to the third eye. Tips of the thumbs touching. Amazing focus, everyone. Amazing meditation. Going, find your inner Buddha. Buddha mind. Peaceful, compassionate, energized, present. Heart a bit. Keep your arms up. Exhale. Last one with the arms up. Hands on your shoulders. Fingers on the front. Thumbs on the back. Lift your elbows parallel to the shoulders. Make sure that you won't bump elbows left and right. If you're twisting, make sure that you won't bump with anyone. Sitting tall. Beautiful spinal twist. Last one. Great big breath. Inhale to your left. exhale to your right. Drop into it right away. Let go of time. Be in this breath. I'll cue you when it's done. But if possible, 1% more inhale, 1% more exhale. Lift your elbows. Eyes level. Flexibility to the whole spine, beautiful open heart and lungs, energy flowing. Imagine you're twisting around a column of light through the center of your being, taller and taller. Home stretch, 20 seconds, breathe deeper, lift your spine, lift your elbows, keep going. Face the front, first exhale, elbows up. Feel all the energy, exhale more. Press down both of your hips. Deepest inhale. Hold breath. Squeeze up on your pelvic floor. Lift your spine. And slowly release your hands. Lift your heart. Shoulders relax. Shoulder shrugs, hands relax down, elbows relaxed. Inhale, lift both shoulders up. Exhale, shoulders drop. The meditation comes after the next two kriyas. I recommend doing these last kriyas. Do the whole thing. Deeper meditation at the end. totally relax your face. Keep going. Inner radiating zen, radiating energy, joy. Shoulders, physical tension, emotional, mental tension, not just from today, but from years, years of built-up tension being dissolved by your breath, your prana, your presence. Face relaxed, relax your eyes. Three, two, inhale, shoulders all the way up, deep breath in, hold it, energy up, relax, exhale. Now, if you need a bolster or a block to meditate, just have one handy by the side. After this very last kriya, we go into a deep meditation. You may be feeling a lot, maybe emotions, energy is in motion. Emotion, emotion. Let it be free. Let it all flow. Hands on your knees. Spinal flex. Eyes stay level the whole time. On your inhale, you tilt your pelvis forward on the front of the sitting bones. Your lower spine comes forward like a seated back bend. And on your exhale, you round your lower back, tilting onto the back of your sitting bones. Back and forth in the spine. Keep your eyes and head level. Don't move your chin up and down. Straight spine. Get ready. And begin. Beautiful breath here. More breath. stretch, inner smile. You're beautiful. You are essentially beautiful. Creation informed. Energy manifest. Consciousness alive. Tilting the pelvis forward and back, rolling back and forth on the pelvis. Take a deep breath in, come to a neutral spine. Hold it. Exhale all the way. Sit straight. Again, deep breath in. A little deeper. Hold it. Squeeze up on your pelvic floor. Radiate energy up and out the crown. Gently exhale. Stay here, moving into a deep meditation, eyes relax. Gentle breathing, just natural, don't think about your breath. Concentrate all the energy on the crown of the head. Concentrate on your crown. Concentrate on the crown. Also relax concentration. So you're focusing up, but you're also relaxing and allowing the energy to be gently pulled up by tiny invisible little threads. Half is you, half is happening on its own. meditation, focusing on and beyond the crown, or lay down for a 10-minute Shavasana. Get very comfy. back to your body, back to this space. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing life in. Breathing life out. Wiggling your fingers and toes if you're laying down. Meditators, just stay where you are. Gently roll to your right hand side. And coming up to the final seated posture. Relax your eyes, gently closed. Lifting your heart. Sharing this uplifting vibration with each other, and in the final chant, the final mantra, you may like to bring someone in your life who needs some love, some uplifting energy. You can send that energy from your practice. We're all connected in time and space. Does not matter. In the heart. Bringing your palms together. Three rounds of May the Long Time Sun. And then three rounds of Sat Nam. Sat Nam means true name. Vibrational identity. Source self. Join if you know it, or just enjoy the words.
Thank you. May the light of peace live in your heart, be felt in your life, in your community, and spread all over the world. Sat Nam. Beautiful practice, everyone. Vaheguru. So, enjoy the feeling. Enjoy the rest of your day. Good thing to drink some water after practice. Might want to do a little bit of shoulder relaxation. And if you need a little bit more grounding, just bare feet on Mother Earth, or just lay on the ground, lay on the wood for a little bit. A lot of stuff moves in the practice, so whatever your experience was the energetic experience you're supposed to have. And sometimes emotions release, sometimes unfathomable joy, and the whole spectrum between. So, honor yourself, be very kind and loving to yourself, to one another,